qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at the Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Ryan Daniels, of course, Triple M's very own. Ryan, let's just get straight into it.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start, West Coast?
Oh, I thought you were going to say about the Sunrise gig, because I can't talk about that.
No, he's in chatting talks.
As long as...
I'm in negotiations.
Who's the girl that gives you smiles?
Katie Brown.
As long as Katie Brown keeps her role.
She's your favourite.
I just see smiling on TV and it makes me happier. Yeah. I'm a better person in the morning when she's on, because she smiles.
You do lift.
It brings joy. I do.
You do lift.
So where do you want to start, Rhino? West Coast?
Yeah, let's start at West Coast. So, you know, coming off that 116, I think all the fans wanted, well, they'd love a win, but realistically, effort, energy, bit of pace, and they got a little bit of that. It was a 50-point margin. Some were shocked at that because there were some big calls last week.
Now, I might be completely mad, completely and utterly off my head. I'm not ruling West Coast out this weekend.
I'm not
ruling West Coast out this weekend. Timestamp that.
They were paying
$12 they should have been a goal down. They should have been a goal down at halftime. Nearly, Duggan should have got a hand on one in the goal square. He didn't. Shannon Hearn got outmarked in the goal square. That never happens to Bunga. I don't know. I thought they were better. They tried.
They were definitely better.
All he wanted to hear is I was wrong, mate. That's all he wanted out of you.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm wrong. I mean, that's an outrageous throw at the
stumps. He would never say that. Well, it's, you know what? The 116 down to 50, it's amazing what happens when you throw in a Shannon Hearn, a Tom Barras, an Elliot Yeo. When you get a bit of quality back, suddenly you're not bleeding constantly. They will play Collingwood this week, which is going to be really...
Well, North only got done by 35.
Yeah, exactly. So I would be watching that game if I were the Eagles staff.
Boring, well,
how did that happen, right? How do you keep Collingwood from annihilating?
Well, they tried to play keep the offy there for a little bit.
Well, maybe that's the answer for West Coast. Jermaine Jones, we talked about him on Friday. It looks like he's probably going to miss, if not all of the season, just the majority of it. It's pretty much done, which, you know, you can replace these guys on the list.
Now, tell me about the mid-season draft. How does this all work? Because I thought the sensibility was just all the end of the year. This is a mid-season. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, funny you ask that, because that's what they're going to do.
So, because it's all so messy when you go to the NRL and people are traded and they're still playing for clubs that they're traded by.
You can't get AFL players.
Good.
So the Eagles have, well, a lot of teams have their eye on this kid. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar, Zave. A young man... Silky skills from Gippsland area. Right?
Keep going. Tell me more.
Scruffy hair.
Lives on a
blondie,
seaside cliff.
Reddy hair. Tough little bugger.
Where's he from?
24 kilos overweight. He was.
Yes,
at
tell
one
me.
Point.
More. Tell me more. Where's he from?
Stop it.
He's actually from Druin.
Dale Thomas.
Okay.
Dale Thomas from Druin?
You've just summed up Dale Thomas pretty much. That Daisy's Druin
was. I was talking about another Gippsland product, particularly the 24 kilos overweight.
I was going straight to Daisy, but yes.
Ryan Marich, he's not 24 kilos overweight now. He lost that over the summer. He's now 83 kilos. He's a super talent.
Actually 24 over, though.
Yeah, so what happened was, from what I can understand, he was 15, grew 30 centimetres.
Oh, wow.
His back just gave way, because often when you grow that quickly, you're back. Yeah, so then he...
When you go north, you get a sore back, but when you grow a bit east-west, it also gets a bit of a sore back.
Well,
that
probably...
I'm battling a back pain at the moment. There you go. I'm growing. I'll give
Still
you the tip.
Growing,
Well, so he stacked on all the weight there because he couldn't run.
What's his name?
Ryan Marich. Keep an eye out for him, because he's tipped to be one of the first picks, if not the first. West Coast will have the first pick.
So why wasn't he drafted 6 months ago?
He was 24 kilos overweight and wasn't taking it seriously.
Husky, as they'd say in the police report.
Yeah, husky, exactly. Good cuddler.
Yeah.
He kicked two goals for Box Hill on the weekend, Zave, as well.
Box Hill Hawks are going well, actually.
Yeah. So that's one to watch. Ryan Marich, keep an eye on him. I think there's a very good chance he ends up at the Eagles at the end of the week. The other one is Jack Buller, a big hulky forward from Claremont.
But someone said he's going to sign a six-month deal only.
Yeah, so they can basically put their own terms on this contract, because you've got to imagine, if you're coming, say you live in Brisbane, you're picked up by the Eagles and you get a six-month deal, you're like, well, I've got to move my whole life over there.
Yeah, totally.
So a lot of them put an 18-month stipulation on, if you're going to pick me, you have to keep me for 18 months. He's only going 6 months, so good on him. Backing himself in, young Jack Buller.
Yeah, I'd take the contract.
Yeah, I'd take the 18 months if I was real with me, but I kind of like the confidence at the same time.
He's a good player. I've seen a lot of him down at Claremont. He's sort of been on the cusp of being drafted many times, so
yeah.
You'd assume he's going to get picked up. Is that right?
He'll get picked up.
Okay, yeah. Good luck to him. No, he's a good player at Claremont.
Big, strong lad. Sean Darcy did his hammy on the weekend. I think it's probably going to be on the smaller scale, though, 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
Probably a threefer with a bye there, missed two games, I'd say.
Yeah, hoping.
That's just... pretty generally speaking.
Yeah, they're waiting on a scan. Luke Jackson was fantastic in that win with him out of there. And Jager O'Meara's been handed a one-match ban.
I know what they're trying to get out of the game. I thought that was a little bit stiff.
Yeah, me too. Like, the tackle wasn't two actions for me. I would love to see Fremantle fight that one and see where it ends up.
The Darren Bates has been the sexiest bloke in the comp, probably.
Well, that's when I first saw that he'd been banned for a week.
I mean, yeah. I'm getting 6 weeks in that instance.
you wouldn't get on the field.
Jager's getting a $1,500 fine. That's it. Well, you've got to think of the ratings, mate.
Yeah.
When I saw that he'd been banned for a week, I thought it was for being too handsome.
It's unfair.
Pipes are dangerous. You can't have them out there.
One week for O'Meara.
Yeah, okay. They've got a couple of guys in the waffle going pretty well. Don't be surprised if Jai Amos nudges that Rising Star nomination.
He'll get that today. Three goals. Well done to him. Mm-hmm. Now, just quickly, Michelle, during the Triple M footy over here, Lachie Reed's the captain.
Yes.
Embers and I are in the background, a bit of colour, all sorts
comments.
Of. Yeah, very
special.
Yeah.
We just chip in and chime in and chat away, have a bit of fun, Embers and I. Yeah. Gee, we're getting targeted by other stations to get us over.
They're a bit of a headhunt on, is there?
They're going to get the two of them.
Sunrise.
So we've got a head-to-head going on because, again, if COVID comes, we know McGowan's going to close the borders. No one in, no one out. Grand final at Optus. So at the moment, we're battling it out to see who's going to be alongside Lachie Reed.
The GF.
So Tommy, producer, did it last year.
Yeah.
Rhinos come swanning on in. Yeah, Shervington stuff. Old Shervo, just swinging around. Have a look at me. Ding-a-ling-ling, I'm here. It's on for young and old. And I'm sort of, you and Giles, the boss of Triple M Sport, Rangitsid X, I need you to give me a bit of a rundown. A bit like when you're off to recruit young kids from the under-18s.
So you're just there, but little do they know.
I'm writing comments. Now, I just need to pick up on a couple of things. I'm going to start with Tommy.
Okay.
There's a player for Essendon, and this is the correct way to say this player's name.
Goal! Beautiful! For D'Ambrosio.
D'Ambrosio. Now, here's Tom. Now, here's our good mate, old Tommy, having a goal on the weekends.
His toughest conditions, visit titaniumcaravans.com.au.
That's not the right name for that.
Wow. Call a doctor. Someone's had a stroke.
Let's get the clanger in.
And just the short version again for me.
Debra.
He knew he was in trouble.
Yeah, just give me one more clearly. Bernie Vince, I'll package that up for you. So there's one strike. You and Giles. I can look a few positives, but I sprinkle that in there for Tommy. Yes. So well done to you.
Yep.
7.5 out of 10. Oh, cool. Now, Ryan Daniels, I've got a secret WhatsApp group chat that you're not in.
Oh, good. Oh.
It's called like the traditional Triple M group is what we call it. Oh. And you're on probation still. It's only around 12-week probation.
Oh, so I could get in next week.
Well, time will tell because there's a couple of things that we're talking about. And they've come to me as the vice captain and said, righto, come straight at him and don't muck around. So I've just got to cut the bits of play I want to play. Out here.
Okay. So 16 point margin, the Bombers stretching out that lead. Great goal from Will Snelling. Should call him Will Smelling because he can sniff out a goal with the best of them, Tommy.
Hey.
Pull out the next one, please.
He's been exceptional, Hunt, tonight. He's had a couple of games like that this season where he's been very, very good.
Just equaled his career best, too, on the Red Zed.
He's got it again. He was hunting for that one.
The puns have got to stop.
Sorry, who did he say? Who was the hunting one attached
Hunt.
To?
Hunt is his name. He's hunting. The puns have got to stop.
Oh, mate.
Jeez, he just yelled at
the
me.
The puns have got to stop. Jesus. I'm half a chance to jump out a window if I hear any more.
So I should keep doing it.
No more puns.
I'll help you write a few more. He just really lit
you
him
know
up.
What?
No more puns, or I'm telling you and Giles, it's unworkable.
Is it that bad for you?
Well, mate, when Beast speaks up and says, well, they've got to stop.
Yeah, well, with the Beast says tells me to stop, I'll stop. Have you seen the size of the man?
He said stop.
Did he?
He did say stop,
Can we just do that one more time? Just one more time.
he's been exceptional, Hunt, tonight. He's had a couple of games like this season where he's been very, very good.
Just equaled his career best, too, on the Reds End.
He's got it again. He was hunting for that one. That's just good stuff.
That was a big groaner.
B speaks up after and says, I think we've had enough of that.
Yeah, chop that bit out.
Michelle, as a casual listener, what are you thinking?
Just quality.
I'm not listening anymore. No. You know what? That's a good switch off moment. That's what we say in radio. Wow.
That's not drive.
I don't even know what happened at the end of that game.
Unbelievable.
Nothing to do with you. No.
All right, they're done.
I can't promise anything. It just comes naturally.
I didn't mind smelling out a goal, but hunting's got to go. It's got to go.
You like the smelling one.
No, like is a strong word. It's a very strong word.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ryan Daniels will be back on.
What about all the good stuff? You didn't give any of the good stuff.
We're still looking.
Giles, you'll get him next year.